Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Today is a very special day for people in the office. It is Administrative Professionals Day today.
Oh.
We got to give a shout out to Tick.
Yes.
She's like our administrative.
She is the best.
Know-it-all. Yes. She's the office manager
she
here.
She is.
Mm-hmm. And she is the best. By far the best.
Yeah. Best I've ever had.
On
as
it,
far as
all the time.
Office managers go. Yep. I love to. And she's really funny. She also loves the nuggets like I do. And she, her wardrobe of nuggets and Av stuff is impressive. So, yeah. Shout out
and
to
she
Tick.
Always thinks of us, too. Like, we got a big box of Nuggets playoff t-shirts because our company owns the Nuggets.
Yeah.
And she sent out a message and she's like, hey, I'm going to save one for you. I'm like, that's very nice of
she
you.
She thinks of us because we're not here.
Because we're not here in the afternoon.
Yeah, when everybody else is. And so she's very, very thoughtful. I love Tick very
much. She's the best.
Yeah.
So shout out to everybody who is an office professional, an office manager today. Today's your day. Other news, we talked briefly about this yesterday, but the Pope's funeral is scheduled to take place at St. Peter's Square on Saturday. A bunch of world leaders are coming.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Including the Trumpster. He's going to be there, so it might be a little awkward with all those tariffs and stuff, but the Trumpster is going to be there. It's going to be one of the best funerals ever.
I mean,
after.
It's an oxymoron if I ever heard
it's
one.
It's one of the best. He was the popiest of the popes. They are then going to convene and then in about 15 to 20 days select a new pope.
Yeah.
So that's a big process.
Yeah,
I always like watching the coverage of this because isn't it when they release the white smoke?
The white smoke.
It means they've picked one.
Don't they usually choose from like the Cardinals and stuff?
Yeah, or? The Cardinals are who they the choosing pool, I guess, if you will.
So there's actually odds on who they're going to pick. Like you can actually go to Vegas and bet.
No, you
can who is going to be the next pope. The favorite rising right now is Pietro
That's who I had my
double
money
P.
on.
Pietro Parolini. I don't know.
P squared.
There you go. For grabs.
I hope that's not disrespectful.
I know.
I know.
I know. I was going to make like a pizza ravioli joke, and I was like, no, we
need
to.
Second is Cardinal Luis Antonio Tagle. I got that one.
Yeah.
Who can become the first blah, 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 blah. So they have like a competition. They have like a American Ninja course that they have to go through before they get picked.
In their robes and everything.
It's pretty intense.
Okay. Can you imagine that?
Oh my gosh.
There's an eating contest. And
I'm going to watch that one.
Yeah, it's pretty
well,
so
they
good.
They need to do justice to make sure you get the good guy
picked.
In there.
Yeah, that's right.
They got to get
best man wins.
Some celebrity stuff. Ben Affleck is making the round saying it's important for his kids to have a minimum wage job to learn the value of hard work and money. So he's going to be another one of those celebrity parents that actually makes his kids go out and work. For how long? I don't know. But at least he's making his kids work. He said recently his son wanted some $6,000 sneakers. And he was like, no, you got to go make your own money to buy that. What? And I like this.
Yeah.
I really do. If you have that much money and you're teaching your kids to be productive members of society, make your own money. That's pretty solid.
Good for you. Yeah.
I like that a lot. What else is going on? John Cena is kind of out there whining because he got hair implants because most of the fans were making fun of him.
Well, okay. Did you see his last, one of his final performances with like the WWE? He had like the ring around
the
top of his head.
His back.
But it was because he had just gotten them done. And so all your dead hair falls out. And he was like, people were laughing like he was joking. He was like yelling at the crowd.
Oh.
He just had an interview and he was like, all you people that are cheering me on right now were the ones making fun of me a couple months ago for having a bald spot. And he's like, that got to him. That got to him.
He said, like, you chant, you make me feel small, you embarrass me, you don't know what it's like. That's straight up bullying. Not cool. I don't like it.
And they were all laughing while he was saying
and
that.
And he got
he's
him
like,
in a headlock.
Yeah, and I was like, oh man, the one time they actually saw John Cena and
I
he
know.
Was bald. I felt bad.
Well, that's kind of a sad story for him, though. I know that. Here's the thing. It's really hard to lose your hair. It is. And I think
you're
anybody out there can agree.
It's happening.
Like it, well, and when it happens, you try and be like all strong and stoic about it, right? But it bothers everybody. I don't think there's a person
on the planet. I cry myself
to
sleep.
Well, a lot of people don't understand. It unfortunately does happen to women too sometimes.
It does.
Like it really does.
I tried to dye my hair blonde and I did not do a very good job of it. And my hair started to fall out. And when I was
you fried your hair.
Well, yeah, but I
was
at the salon.
It
was bad.
It was
bad.
Thinning, yeah.
And I went to the salon and the lady was like, maybe you should go to the doctor and see if this is like a hormonal thing. And it freaked me out so much. Now, thankfully, again, my hair grew back and it was just that it fried off.
Great wig
right
now.
Such a good wig. but yeah, it really gets to you. It does. As much as you try and act
like it
does.
I know Nick said that her hair's thinning. You
know? As you get older, as a woman, as a man.
She's pushing 60.
You start to lose some of the fullness, some of the thickness. So yeah, I
do you think you'd go
the
plugs route, Jer, or no?
Nah, I just shave it.
Just
again.
Let it go.
I look fine with a shaved head.
Let it go.
I'm letting it go a little bit, but yeah, the front is mostly where it's really thinning, but whatever.
It looks good. You got good
hair. Cares?
So.
Who cares?
Yeah, you're married.
Yeah, who cares? She's got to look at me.
And
she's like,
likes
I can see
it.
My reflection
and
now.
And every time she does look at me, she goes, ugh.
Oh, no. Wow.
And you said, through better or worse, babe.
You promised.
It's worse now.
Here's Jer on sports. ABC and Hulu have confirmed the return of the Golden Bachelor for a second season. Let me know if you guys know who this guy is. 66-year-old Mel Owens, a former NFL player turned lawyer. Anyone?
Nope.
Anyone? Yeah, I don't know
Not
him either.
Familiar.
You Googling him?
Yeah.
On the Google box.
Oh, he's a good-looking dude.
All right. So anyway, that's who they picked. It's coming back.
Played for the Rams.
And here is one more, Jer, on sports. Let me get my audio ready because I absolutely love this. In case you missed it, Shaquille O'Neal abruptly left his seat during Monday night's NBA on TNT. And it's because he had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, did Shaq poop his pants?
The funny thing, the video, like when you see him get up and kind of shuffle off like quickly.
Lunching.
Gigantic Shaq who's trying to sneak off. It's just so funny.
He's
clenching.
He's clenching the heck out of his, out of himself.
Yeah.
And he's also the ex-athlete that played so long. Poor guy can barely run now.
Yeah.
He just looks like he's in pain and he's like sweating with how bad he needs to go.
Oh, no. It's like that.
So funny. I wonder if he tried to do a show, Jared, and was on like the colonoscopy juice thing.
It sounds like the olive oil, because if you're doing the olive oil shots and stuff daily, that'll get you moving.
Oh, it will.
They had that problem when people were getting the olive oil drinks
Coffee.
At Starbucks.
Starbucks.
Yeah, they were putting shots of olive oil in there, and people were pooping their pants on the way to work.
Yeah. No, it really will
That's
clean
hilarious.
You out.
Yeah.
That'll do it. Oh my gosh.
Katie, what else is trending?
Well, we're going to keep it going with the sports theme just because go Avs go. They're on home ice tonight for game 3. The series is tied at 1. Sure, Jer.
Sports.
Puck drops at 7:30 for that one. And go, Avs, go.
Speaking
of Ballerina, though, Kroenke Sports and Entertainment, hey, we know them. They released the plans for one of their many parking lots surrounding that area in downtown Denver. So it's going to include a performance venue, 13-story hotel, 2 residential buildings totaling 300 units on a parking lot just east of Ballerina at 1000 Chopper Circle. So get ready for this new facelift of Ballerina to start
breaking ground.
Yeah, and like we said, there's going to be a lot of things. Like they're essentially making a little mini city in that area.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty neat once they're fully
done.
They
said, what was it, like half the size of Denver now, again bigger?
Yeah.
It's going to be incredible.
It's going to be massive.
It truly is a second city.
Even just the documents and the blueprints that they've released, it is impressive
to
look at.
It looks really pretty. Like when it's going to be set, all said and done, it'll look really, really good.
Yeah. So we're going to start seeing that downtown. It doesn't really say when they're going to start actually breaking ground on all this, but they did.
You think we can get down there with some gold shovels and dig like that first,
Let's
get down there with some gold shovels.
Why not?
Break ground.
Even if they don't expect us. We're here.
We'll just
way
in the back with some gold shovels.
Just
digging.
We just arranged this. It's fine. We work here. Just show our badges.
We know them. We know them.
We know what we're doing.
They don't know us, but we know them.
Yeah, exactly. This story, Josh and I were chatting about off the air, and I love it. It's a Colorado digital passport, Jer.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the 250-150 Commission. We need another name.
Better
name. We need
a
better name than
that.
Needs
a better name.
But what it's going to do is it's a passport. And it's going to cover all the 64 counties in Colorado. And as you go to different places and accomplish different things and feats, it's going to give you special deals and discounts and fun prizes when you go to different areas. So it's aimed at encouraging to get out there and enjoy the amazing offerings in our state. And I am for this. One, because I'm kind of poor and I can't really travel around the world, but I make it a point to look at what we've got going on in the state of Colorado. I mean, I have my Chasing Waterfalls page. I have went all across this state looking for different things in the mountains and just different food. And so I love this idea of focusing, hyper-focusing on local.
It's cute.
Get it, because here's the thing. Have you guys ever been to Craig, Colorado?
Oh, yeah, multiple times.
Have you?
Have
you been to Dinosaur, Colorado?
Yes, I have.
Have you really?
I have.
I mean, are you being
honest? No, I have.
Honest?
I have pictures of me as a kid in Dinosaur, Colorado.
As a kid? But when's the last time
you
went out
there?
Well, you didn't
clarify.
Like,
Fruita. Well, once you've been there once.
You know, have you been to Telluride?
Fruita, we stop on Fruita. That's our stop at Einstein Bagels before
on your way out to Moab.
Utah.
Yeah,
Mesquite.
Exactly.
That's a Mesquite.
Yeah, so then.
We saw Mike the Headless Chicken out there.
Mike the Headless Chicken Festival. Yes.
So where were you going with this?
So I'm just saying, there's a lot of places in Colorado that people don't think of going to,
gotcha.
And they have attractions that are some of the best in the world.
Colorado's
I mean,
a great state. People,
it really
and you,
is.
It's more than just here. Denver and stuff like that. Yeah,
it is.
It's really, really cool.
It's a little gimmicky, but this
well,
passport
so is every
thing.
Other thing. Texas has a huge gimmicky. Texan guy. Like,
it does.
I mean, yeah.
And that's
no,
the thing.
Passport
when you say,
thing.
Well,
it's
gimmicky.
Gimmicky,
but it's also getting out.
What
getting
kind of coupons
out.
Are we
going to
get with this?
They don't really say. They just say deals, discounts, different prizes that you can win. But
I think it's cute if you can
I
do
think it's
like
awesome.
Get your little your Colorado passport stamped. That'd
yeah.
be kind of that's kind of cute.
Because I actually do explore this state, and so if
you're
I'm going to get some
passport,
incentives for it, I'm all down with this. Like
10% off.
I'm
Chipotle.
For it too, Katie. I like it.
I like it,
it
a
yeah.
lot. I do.
Meh.
Also excited about the new baby giraffe.
Now
has a
this
name.
Has got me. This thing
yeah.
is cute.
It is so cute.
He's
I
so
love
cute.
The videos that they post all the time about him with the zoomies. Have you seen the giraffe zoomies?
He zips around.
Oh, it's so cute.
He looks so unstable too.
He
like they're just so
yes.
long and
he's gonna fall.
Knobby
figuring
knees.
Out his body.
Oh, he's so cute. And the public has spoken. So Thorn is what we're gonna be calling
Thorn.
Him. Little giraffey nana. So on top of
Thorn.
The trees that they eat. Is thorns, and that's
okay.
what they ingest. So that's where
it's close
the name
to
comes
Thor.
From. It is. That's what I thought. I was like, this is a nice, like, you know, pop culture
it's all right.
kind of current name just because of Thor,
Thorn.
But Thorn.
I immediately go to when I give my wife roses and they're thorny, and I always give her the line, so does this make you thorny?
Oh, my gosh.
Notice how the guy cracks up and Katie rolls her eyes.
Well, I thought you were going to be all romantic.
It is romantic.
Does this make you thorny, baby?
Aren't these pretty? I got these for you. Don't they make you thorny, baby? I know you're thorny. You're a naughty girl.
I loved that
you're
one,
you're a naughty, naughty girl.
Let him bring you some roses then, Josh.
I will.
My
Josh,
gosh.
Thorny. Josh, are you thorny?
Very thorny,
you know
baby.
He is. Come
hey,
on.
No.
Thorny. Oh, was
now
thorny.
I've ruined the giraffe for you.
So
I've completely
funny.
Ruined it.
That was funny.
You're thinking of a little horny giraffe running around now
no.
with the zoomies.
Yeah, you ruined it.
Somebody sleep with me.
No. Oh, gosh. You're so bad. Gosh. Let's get the word out on a scam in Denver. The FBI wants people to know that IC3 is a division of the FBI, and they're getting a lot of complaints that people are saying they're trying to scam them. People who are saying, we are part of the IC3, you need to give us money. This is not the case. So they say the FBI is coming out and saying they're never going to directly communicate with you through the phone, email, social media, phone apps, or public forums. If the FBI wants you, they're going to find you. So don't fall for these scams where they're like, you owe us money. We need you to come and, you know, or you'll be thrown in jail if you don't send us this. We need your information. Just be careful because the FBI in Denver has come out and said, hey, multiple reports of this scam going on right
okay.
now. So there you go. And then one more, the newest Trader Joe's. We talked about this, how we're getting the latest store up there in Westminster. And someone's come out and said, hey, this could be here by the late summer, early fall period.
Ooh.
So it's going to be a 25,000 square foot store at 92nd and Sheridan, right between the Sierra and Gulf Galaxy. And likely, again, late summer, early fall for that latest Trader Joe's.
Yeah, my wife was there yesterday.
Yeah.
Getting flowers for somebody for Administrative Professionals Day. And she got this little loaf of like a French bread or something there for our spaghetti last night.
Oh.
OMG, LOL.
Girl. Yeah.
Girl, it was good bread.
Yeah.
It was really good. I had never had it before.
Okay.
Quite tasty.
Just one more thing.
One more thing.
TJ's is offering.
My God.
Yeah, they've got a lot of really good stuff. And again, folks in Westminster about to find out.
Boom.
Let's
the
go.
Weird thing, though, is she got her administrative professional roses. And when she delivers them today at work, and she gives them to her.
What does she say?
Does this make you thorny?
We all had to sit
through
that.
Please film that, Nick Knack. Yeah. Please film that.
Now, could you get some papers off the copier for me?
HR.
HR.
I'm not phony. Leave me alone.
That's it. There's your trending report with JKJ here at Denver's Mix 100.